All right, welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection football podcast, MWCConnection.com. That's where you can find us. Jeremy Moss here hanging out with Matt Kennerly. Appreciate everybody who listens. iTunes, Stitcher, we're on TuneIn now, YouTube when I get around to it. So it's been about 2 weeks since we've actually recorded one of these things, Matt.
It's been quite a while.
I think the NFL draft recap, our last football show we did.
Yeah, it would have been a couple of weeks ago now.
It's true. Yeah, I've been doing. We inserted that 45-minute Wisconsin preview. Talked to guys from Alabama. Me and Eli did a basketball show, so it's good to be back talking football because this is the longer show we're going to do this evening.
We do have some big news coming down the pipe just now.
Beep 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 beep. What's that?
From today, May 17th, which is Wednesday night, 100 days until kickoff.
We're almost to double digits. Yes.
We're almost.
Tomorrow. By the time people listen to this, it'll be within 100 days.
Yes. I just thought I'd throw that out there because it's a big deal.
That is a big deal. August 26th, week zero, even though there's about a dozen games now on that weekend?
I mean, if you look at ESPN's schedule, they have week one stretching from that first weekend, the 26th, to like September 2nd. So it's like 2 weeks worth of games that are counted as week one.
Yeah, because last year we had Australia, Hawaii, and Cal. And like this year you have like, and within the conference, Hawaii, UMass, Oregon State, CSU, South Florida, San Jose State. And then, so you got a couple of games. You got a few others as well. So here's what this show is going to be tonight, or whenever you're listening to this. Hopefully, you just hit repeat and listen to this a bunch. We're going to go through each week, and you and me are going to pick one game that, like, kind of road trip thing. We had our guy last year who contributes every now and then. He's going to kill me if I don't say his name, and I know his name because he comments all the time on Facebook. Chad Scott, sorry. I'm blanking on the name. Like, I know who he is. He wrote a pretty extensive piece last year, like a road trip each week, go to this place, here's some restaurants. And yes, he commented on Facebook, hey, where did that idea come from? Well, we're doing it again, but this time in audio version. And we're going to go each week. There's, 13 weeks, I was going to say? 14 weeks? A lot of 13, weeks.
Yeah.
So we haven't discussed any criteria or rules for this because we don't prepare as much as we probably should or talk before.
I actually did give myself a couple of rules, though.
I was thinking of a couple. Let me go through mine, like, see how you feel about this.
Okay.
Should we do one game per week? Or can we say, because there's some Thursday and Friday games, can we have an extended weekend to, say, make a trip that's reasonable drive? Like, say, your Utah State has a home game, and then you go to Boise or you go to University of Utah for some games that are within driving range. Is that acceptable? Or do you want just one game per week and that's it?
I'll allow that.
You'll allow a doubleheader, maybe?
Yeah.
So what were your rules then, Matt?
So what I did when I was looking over the schedule week by week, I gave myself a couple of criteria. Because it's a road trip, I tried my best to limit like the distance from city to city to like a maximum of like a 12-hour actual road trip. There was a couple of exceptions where I bent the rule a little bit. And then my other big rule was I tried, with one exception, not to see the same team twice in a row.
That's a good rule. But also, road trip can mean flying, so we can hop on a jet and go somewhere. We don't have to just drive to these locations.
And I did that when we'll talk about Hawaii in a little bit, obviously.
Exactly.
That's the only way to get there. And hey, the way that I approached it personally is like, if it's from one major metropolitan area to another. So, like, I'm not flying from Honolulu to Laramie. Let's put it that way.
True. It's a good point.
So, if it's a major metropolitan area and I can get to another big city, then I kind of bent the rule a little bit.
That's fair. And it's for fun, because if you had money to do this, this would be awesome to do, right?
Yes.
So, I'm going to actually keep track. So, I'm going to kind of write these down a little bit as we go. Mm-hmm. So, week one, do you want to just include just those three games and that's week one? I think that's because that's a full weekend in between games.
I did.
Okay, so let's just kind of rotate here. Let me get I should pull up a spreadsheet, not an email, because that's going to be a mess. So you start first. We have three games week one. Hawaii at UMass, which nearly was going to be played at Fenway Park, which would have made a no-brainer for me if that was the case. You got Oregon State at CSU and South Florida at San Jose State. And I'm pretty sure we're going to pick the same game on this one.
You think so?
Because I think it's boring. Yeah, go ahead. Who are you taking?
Okay, so I forgot to mention one more thing, is I
Yeah,
tried to
what?
make sure that I saw every Mountain West team one time. And I spent a lot more time on this than I probably should have.
I looked
So,
over it a bit, but I got swamped with a few things. I'm like, I'll wing it once we get to like week 8 or something.
the game that I actually settled upon for week one, part one on the 26th of August was South Florida at San Jose State.
Interesting. Why is that?
I mean, I think it's interesting because San Jose State, I think more than just about any other team in the conference, in the last couple of years has they've had talent in place and they just haven't quite lived up to expectations. And obviously last year was a little bit of a step back, but it's going to be really interesting to see what they look like under new leadership, under Brent Brennan. And obviously, South Florida is a really good team. They're probably on the short list of squads in the group of five that are going to be in the running for the New Year's Day Bowl
I would
next
say
year.
they're the favorites, mainly due to schedule. And
And so,
Quinton Flowers is pretty good too.
yeah. And so I think that it's going to be really interesting to see them right out the gate. Like, how do they stack up against a team that everybody knows is going to, at a minimum, contend for the American title?
Yeah, and my radio show the other day, we actually had Brent Brennan on. They'll probably be on our website at some point, just kind of going over that. And he talked about everything, how he became a coach. He's an interesting guy, just from. We'll get into this more later, but the one big takeaway from it was the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
It's wide open, and that's which is fine because who was it last year? Was it Josh Love who was mostly the quarterback, I believe?
When Kenny Potter wasn't getting killed by that
Oh,
offense.
that's right. Yeah, that's what he mentioned too. The other things we need sack protect, quarterback protection, and a quarterback who can throw. So that's surprising me. I guess with you, that's right down the street from me. That's not really, well, what, 2 hour drive if you're going to go to Fresno to San Jose?
Yeah, with traffic, it's a few hours, yeah.
Saturday afternoon. So my game, different. I'm going to the first ever game at the new on-campus Rams Stadium, Oregon State versus CSU.
That's fair.
I thought you would have gone that way because brand new stadium, new, not new coach, but just new dig because. Remember my hot take and stupid upset pick early back in January, Rams are going to win the conference. And you can't lose to a bad Oregon State team who I talked to the guys from Building the Dam as well a couple weeks ago, one of those shorter podcasts, so it's kind of good we're getting all this out of the way now. Go listen back to that. He talks about who's going to run the ball, who's their quarterback. They lost obviously Brennan left the receivers coach going to San Jose. They've had quite a bit of turnover there because Kalani Sitake's at BYU, Elisa Tuiaka was there for in 2015, so there's still kind of a newish staff there. But my main thing is I want to see what the Rams can do against a Pac-12 team, even not a good one. But never been to Fort Collins. Most of these places I've probably never been to. Well, no, I've driven through Fort Collins. I'll say that.
I
But
highly
the
recommend it.
new stadium there. That's I think that's a no-brainer for week one. So
Yeah,
that's where
I
I'm
mean
going. I'm going to.
that's a fair argument, but my personal rules hamstrung me to start in San Jose.
Well, let's maybe loosen, relax those to be able to drive 12 hours
Never.
or something. Never? That's fine. We don't want to make it super unrealistic, but if I'm going to drive there, for me, it's like a 7 hour drive. So that's, I've done it before. Like when I was at the University of Utah, we had water polo tournaments at Air Force because they're in our division. If the timing set up, we would drive day of to get to Colorado Springs for our first tournament game on Saturday. And it's like an 8 hour drive. So we'd leave like at 6 a.m. and we'd have games that were what, late afternoon. So we'd have like a late afternoon to evening game and just drive day of a couple times. All right, so let's get to official week one. So here's what it comes into. We have Friday, September 1st. Oh, let me mention this. We'll mention all the games as well if you don't have the schedule in front of you. We'll run through those. But the other game, Hawaii at UMass on August 26th. So week one, officially week one, I guess. You have a couple. Non-conference is going to be tough, man. Non-conference is going to be tough to pick, right? So here, oh, man, there's a couple games I want to see this whole weekend. And I'm gonna bet. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the extended trip and hang out in Colorado for a week. Is that okay? Is
That's
that cool with
fair.
you? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm pulling out my doubleheader rule. Maybe we only do a couple of these. Friday you have Colorado versus Colorado State at Denver at Mile High, and then also Utah State at Wisconsin. Utah State's gonna get creamed. If you listen to our stuff with Jake Kokorowski, and if you know Wisconsin, they're gonna crush the Aggies. Sorry, but I'm gonna go to Denver on Friday night. I've been
That's where I'm going to.
excellent. I've been to one NFL stadium game ever. Well, I guess Fiesta Bowl technically counts, but I've been to two. One when I was 10 years old, I went to the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game. Don't remember any of it when I was like 9 or 10, and then I was at the Fiesta Bowl. And so that's got to be it's a big redemption from last year, right? That has to be it. Redemption.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you were saying about the Oregon State game is doubly so, in my opinion, for the game against the Buffaloes because they came out, they had high expectations going into last year, and they basically got beat from the opening snap. And if they want to really establish themselves as the class of the conference, then you have to win this game, I think.
Yeah, and they Buffs lose their quarterback. They lose some other players, but it's a game where, if the rant like we've heard me say it a million times, you said it, they were a top 10 team at S&P Plus last half of the year, and you hear Bill C talk about it's like it's not necessarily that how good they are, but it's how well they're playing. But if that makes sense, like based on competition and stuff. But that's my game. And then are you doing two games on Saturday? Are you gonna go somewhere else? Because I am.
No, I mean, if time and money weren't an object, I would definitely be going to Iowa City.
Okay, I'm invoking my two game in a weekend. I am going to Wyoming at Iowa.
Okay.
Maybe we can bunker up with my good buddy Matt Bain. Maybe he lives in Iowa City now, so I can go chat with him. Say, hey, give me a place to stay.
Crash on
Go.
his crash on his couch.
Exactly. But that game. So if you're gonna pick a game, you'd go with that one. It's Josh Allen hypapalooza. He's training with Johnny Manziel, George Whitfield, his QB coach. Craig Bowles comparing him to Brett freaking Favre, which I could see that just kind of the style. But out of all the games that weekend, you got a lot of FCS games: Howard at UNLV, Incarnate World at Fresno, Western Carolina at Hawaii. The only other, and that's the reason I want to see what Josh Allen could do with who comes back or who doesn't come back necessarily. No Brian Hill, no Tanner Gentry. Oh, for Gentry as well, who didn't get drafted. For those who don't know, 3-year rookie contract with the Bears last week after impressed at minicamp. So good for him.
Not bad at all.
So I want to see what Josh Allen could do against a, I would assume, be a pretty good Iowa team. The only, my alternate game, if like say something happened, I would want to go to Chicago and see Nevada at Northwestern, because that'd be pretty cool too.
Now, see, if I had an alternate game, it would be Troy at Boise, because you're talking about a 10-win Sunbelt team that's likely to be pretty legit again in 2017 versus a Broncos team that I think has a lot to prove.
That's a sneaky good game as well. That's going to be a game. I'm betting, because the time hasn't been set for that game, I don't think. Has it been set up for TV? Well, we don't need to look up now, but I think it's one of the few that's not. But that's a good one, too. That's going to be a game where it's going to be under the radar. Could be a ton of points. But I'm invoking my two-game clause. Maybe I'll only do a couple of those all year, because it's not too fair to say I'll go wherever I want because I want to.
Right.
All right. Next week, September 7th, Idaho State to Utah State. Whatever, right? Sorry, come on.
Maybe not if you're an Aggies fan.
Well,
Maybe you're going and enjoying like a nice evening and a pretty fairly easy W and things like that. Let's not all over it.
I just meant for traveling to a game. I'm just saying,
Okay.
I'd rather save my game at Logan for another weekend.
Okay, so then what about September 9th, the Saturday?
Big slate of games. There's a couple interesting games. You have one. Okay, you have a. See, you can go to the Rose Bowl with you, Hawaii at UCLA, which Bruins weren't all that great last year. A lot of injuries and stuff. They have Josh Rosen there at QB and everything. But I want to see what Drew Brown could do against them. But I wouldn't go there. But this weekend's like the toughest one you go. Fresno at Alabama. Toledo at Nevada could be a sneaky good game for points. Aztecs at Arizona State. UNLV at Idaho just because of how Idaho beat them last year.
Yeah, the revenge
San
game.
Jose State. San Jose State at Texas. Rivalry game, Aggies Lobos. Boise at Washington State. I want you to pick first. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so the last one you mentioned would be my pick. I'd be going from Denver to Pullman and seeing what the Broncos can do.
You want to see if they could do what they did last year against Mike Leach?
More or less, yeah.
I would say in this weekend, there's a lot of the matchups, like there could be a lot of blowouts because Hawaii UCLA could be blowout. San Jose State, Texas. I'm going to go to Tempe, Aztecs, Arizona State that weekend.
I do like that matchup.
It's an interesting matchup. I've been to Tempe. I've been to, I guess, that stadium. Is that where the festival used to be played, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, it was out there. It's a Aztecs haven't really played well against bigger teams like the Penn State game. Cal was kind of ugly last year. They won, though. The year before, they lost to Cal. This is a statement game for them because if they want the respect they deserve or think they deserve for – they've won 22 games. They're a good team. But, again, South Alabama. Sorry, folks. But – beat Arizona State, even though they weren't great last year. I don't even think they went to a bowl game last year with Todd Graham. But I would want to head to Tempe because that could be an interesting matchup. Beat a Pac-12 team, go from there. So that's my pick. I'd still stay in that region out west a little bit. You go all to right. Pullman where there's, what, the two-lane road to the stadium, I think?
I have no idea.
I believe I heard it's like one of the few universities where there's no interstate or freeway leading to the school. Or, like, in the town, I would say.
Well, I was going to say the Fresno's like that, too. There's no interstates around here.
No, but aren't you near I-5 or something? Reasonably close, I think.
I-5's on the other side of the valley.
Okay, I didn't know how wide that went, but okay. I heard something. I heard something. Maybe it's from the airport or something weird. I heard something like it's. I know it's a small town near on the border of Idaho, but there's something.
I think
could be completely wrong, maybe.
I think it's still a fun fact that Fresno is the largest city in America without any kind of interstate running through it.
How do you get around town, man? How does that work? You just go down State Street or whatever, Main Street?
I mean, we have freeways. We just don't have the interstate highways.
Gotcha. Interesting fact. Well, we'll go off topic, but like I grew up in Houston. Yes, you have two freeways, like the 10 and 45. But I assume it's a similar thing where there's all these smaller loops and kind of U.S. freeways, technically. Like highway, not interstates, but like U.S. freeway, state number, highways. whatever, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a boring fact. Let's move on. I'm sorry, folks. All right, week three. I guess we were going to do food recommendations and stuff, but I think we're going to pass here because this is going to be a long show. I could feel it because of what we're getting into. Okay. Oh, Thursday we have conference play beginning New Mexico Boise State. I'm intrigued by that game just because of what New Mexico can do, but last year kind of soured me off to it, so mm-hmm. I'm probably not picking that game. This is a weekend where it's like if I can go to like if I knew the time set up for each game, I'd go to like three games if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Because this weekend could either be awesome or terrible.
I would agree with that statement.
Every game but one on Saturday is against an FBS program or not a Power League program. I'll just go through the schedule here because it's going to be epic. Air Force at Michigan, Colorado State at Alabama, Utah State at Wake Forest, winnable game but still. Oregon at Wyoming, another game for Josh Allen to impress. Fresno State at Washington. Idaho State, Nevada, sorry. Stanford at San Diego State and San Jose State at Utah. Oh, what?
That's a fun weekend, though.
Because that is an excellent weekend. So if there's games, like I'm assuming I can kind of guess the scheduled layout. I'm guessing Air Force and Michigan will be on the Big Ten Network at that noon Eastern kickoff. CSU Alabama will probably be like on SEC Network or ESPNU, like 3 to 5 p.m. local time.
Mm-hmm.
Aztecs will be a night game. I think it's already known. So if I had my choice, I'd go to one of those East Coast games and fly back to watch Stanford and San Diego State.
But you know that's how long it takes to fly east to west, right?
I've done it before. I've done a trip before. My wife used to work for one of the airlines. I was her travel partner, so we can fly for free and just hopefully there's room on the plane to go. So we did a day trip. We took the red eye from Salt Lake to New York City, then to Boston. Came back the next day, like same 24 hours. Did like walking tour of Boston, went to the city in there, did all sorts of fun activities. So like 11 p.m. get to New York City, 5 a.m. So I know it's a 6-hour flight or longer than that because the whatever it was, red eye, take the quick jet to Boston, hang out in Boston, come back the same day. So I'm familiar how long it is, but I'm just saying if it's a 10 a.m. game at Michigan – or noon Eastern, and then you have like a 7 Pacific game at San Diego? Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
But I'm going Colorado State to Alabama.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I think, if you remember last time, there's a somewhat close game between the two. And I don't think the Rams will win, but I think they have, like I mentioned before, with Marty English running their defense, the running backs with all three guys back there. Maybe Menzies will be healthy by then, but you got running the ball with Bobo, passing the ball, Michael Gallup, who, if you could read over at, what is it, Gridiron Now, I think it is, put him as like one of the top 15 players to play an SEC team, like a non-conference player coming in to play an SEC program. Hmm. I want to go to that one because upset potential? Probably not, but that would be fun to go see a game there. And I think the Rams could keep it competitive for at least most of the game and give them a scare a little bit.
All right, so for me, what I'm doing is I'm already in Pullman. So I'm basically just driving across Washington State. I'm going to Seattle, and I'm going to go watch the Huskies and the Bulldogs.
There you go. Watch your team on the road. That's always a good choice.
Yeah, and I feel like that game compared to the week before, because, you know, let's be real, they're probably going to lose by like 40 points to Alabama. But Washington is an interesting team because I feel like even though they got to the college football playoff last year, is there still a sense that Chris Peterson's team has something to prove?
I think any Pac-12 team not named USC has something to prove every year. And to an extent, Oregon.
And I think if we're going to get a glimpse of how good Fresno State can be in the non-conference schedule, it's going to be in this game. Because I don't know that you can get too much out of the opener against Incarnate Word, and you're probably not going to get all that much against Alabama. But this game's going to be a different story, and I think it could be mildly interesting in the kind of game where Fresno State hangs around a little bit longer than anybody anticipates.
I can see that. Plus, it'll give you a more sense of how good or where they're at, because, like I said, Alabama's likely big-time blowout, 3-touchdown loss minimum. Like I said, Washington, they lose some talent from that team, but they don't scare me, even though their defense was pretty good last year. But there's so many good games that we can, like Air Force at Michigan. Air Force could be sneaky good with running the ball like they do and just chop block the heck out of Michigan's defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
But Oregon at Wyoming's intriguing too, because that's, you see Josh Allen hosting a good team coming to town. Well, Oregon was good last year, but with Willie Taggart's there in town, see what he can do. But that weekend, it's going to be either happiness or sadness. There's probably no in between that weekend.
Honestly, I feel like when it's all said and done, it's going to be about 50-50. Like, half the teams out in the West are going to be happy, and half of them won't be.
So, like, here, if we do this really quick, because I don't... Air Force is probably going to lose to Michigan.
Probably.
CSU will probably lose to Alabama.
Yes.
Utah State at Wake Forest, I'll probably lean toward Wake winning, because Utah State wasn't great last year, but I could see an upset potential there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wyoming has a chance to beat Oregon, just because of... They weren't good last year. New coach, new a lot of things. Fresno's probably going to lose, I'm thinking. San Jose State at Utah. San Jose's not going to win. Stanford at San Diego State. Probably Aztecs win. I don't know. It's a fun week, though. The potential to be awesome, because not to dive into it, because we're going to start our previews pretty soon weekly for each team. Imagine if, like, Air Force beats Michigan and Wyoming beats Oregon and Fresno and San Diego State both win. It'll be plastered everywhere. Like, oh, look at this conference. It's better than the American now. If this is a statement week where if things go well, the league will finally say, hey, we're finally above the American where they probably should be. All right, next week, I'm not keeping track of prior games. Well, I am, but I'm just going pretending like I'm going back home, then going to games. So you got Virginia at Boise State, and whatever. The Hoos are terrible. It's a mess out there in Virginia. So I'm not going to that game. And then we have a couple of conference games here. San Diego State at Air Force, which is going to be an interesting matchup. New Mexico at Tulsa. I could be leaning to that one because I love Tulsa and Philip Montgomery's offense. Utah State at San Jose State. You have UNLV at Ohio State. There you go. Horseshoe. Nevada at Washington State. And then the Hawaiian Cowboy. What's the official name for it? For Hawaii at Wyoming? What's that trophy called?
It is always the forget. Peniolo Trophy.
Peniolo. Always forget. I'm going to... Oh, man. Where are you going? I want you to go first this week.
Okay, I'm going to Laramie. Because I think...
Why is that?
Among, like, the first couple weeks of conference play, that game with Hawaii and Wyoming is really, really fascinating to me. Because I think that the expectation for both of these teams has been raised. Like Hawaii, in a lot of respects, surprised in a way that I don't think anybody really anticipated last year. And obviously, Wyoming went to the conference championship game, but now they have to prove that they have staying power. And whoever wins this game, it's probably going to have really significant implications further down the line, especially for a team like Wyoming, where the Mountain Division is going to be brutal, and they don't have really have the benefit of playing soft teams like San Jose State, or at least I don't think they play San Jose State. I'm really hoping that I'm not putting my foot in my mouth, but I mean the interdivision games are going to be really key, especially for the teams in the Mountain Division. And so that's why I think Hawaii last year showed for the first time in a long time that they could win games on the road. Like we remember the game where they upset Air Force in overtime. And it's going to be really interesting to see whether or not the Warriors can go to a place like Laramie and do it again. And so that's why I would be there.
It's a tough place to play, long travel. I was debating on that one, but since you mentioned that, I'll save my, I guess, either team, I guess, to go out to Oklahoma to watch two completely different offenses in New Mexico at Tulsa.
First to 50.
Maybe 60.
That's probably true, huh?
With the defense New Mexico has, because remember the game last year with Fresno and Tulsa, where Tulsa came back from, was it, th sorry, th I know you rewatched the game recently, but was it 31-3 or 31-0?
I'm rewatching it this week as we speak because I'm writing something for my master's thesis, but
Oh, I'm sorry.
it was 30, it was 31 to nothing. Thank you for reminding me.
31 to nothing. It's a they're in Conference USA, right, Tulsa? Or are they in the American now? I forget. American.
Tulsa's in the American West,
That's
yeah.
right. I was trying to look at who their quarterback was because I believe he's coming back again. No, they lose their quarterback, but yet. Oh wait, hold on. I'm looking at rushing stats. I should be able to look at my screen better, but they do have no. Dane Evans is gone. Sorry, I clicked on rushing, so he's gone. But well, so is New Mexico. They lose Taron Gibson as well. But just the two contrasting styles and points that can be put up, and New Mexico's defense losing players like Dakota Cox. They had a couple guys get tryouts for the Vikings this offseason after the draft, but I'm going there because points, man. Is that a good enough reason? I want to see points. Screw
That is
defense. Give me.
that's one of the best reasons you can come up with.
Exactly. And sorry, UNLV at Ohio State. It'd be cool to go there, but I don't want to see a bloodbath.
That's yeah.
All right. Next week, we have a Friday night game. If you want to go to BYU at Utah State, this is the old wagon wheel on the line. So if you want to see a giant wagon wheel as a trophy, go there. Here's where conference games begin. So they have that one, not that one, but the rest of the game. Saturday, Air Force to Mexico, Colorado State at Hawaii, Texas State at Wyoming, Nevada at Fresno, Northern Illinois at San Diego State, then San Jose State at UNLV. I will pick my game this week. I would. Air Force to New Mexico is always interesting just because of the style of play, but I'm going to go CSU at Hawaii
So you're
for
taking
my.
the Hawaii trip then?
Sure, I'm taking my Hawaii trip. Yeah, I guess only one a season is appropriate, right?
Yeah.
I may come back to that just to see if there's another game I want to see for at home versus Hawaii. But again, we're going to kind of repeat ourselves a bit if we do this too much. But this is a key game for Hawaii if they're going to want to contend for that West Division or make a bowl game. And the Rams, you got to go on the road for a tough place to get to play a team that's going to be pretty good, at least offensively, with Drew Brown. So we'll see how that goes. But that's my pick for week, I guess technically week five. But aloha to the Rams and Warriors. That's where I'm going. What about you for that week?
I'm going to Albuquerque because, they played a fun game in front of 12 people last year at the Cotton Bowl. And
45-40, I want to say, something like that.
yeah, I believe you're right about that. And there's really nothing to suggest that it won't be kind of the same game where they're both just kind of trading haymakers, running for 300 or 400 yards at 6 yards a clip or something like that.
Exactly.
And plus, I want to be like one of the 13 people to go to University Stadium and watch a Lobos game.
They have a new name. It's some real estate company, so good for them.
Go if you're a New Mexico fan, go watch the games.
Yes, because I was so disappointed last year when they hosted Boise State. the year after they beat them, and nobody showed up. I get it was bad timing because they had that mega hot air balloon festival, which is a huge deal. But still, man, show up for the games. This type of game, again, you're going to see points there, right? A lot of points.
Yeah, even if it's not, it's good. Well, I'm not going to phrase it that way. It's going to be a fun game. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, there'll be points because look at last year's game. It should be a repeat of that.
Okay.
NIU at San Diego State was interesting, but not enough for me yet.
All right.
All right. Next week, Boise at BYU. Oh, that's a good one. You got Air Force and Navy on Saturday. CSU at Utah State. Fresno at San Jose. Hawaii at Nevada. San Diego State at UNLV. Choices are getting limited for amount of games. Where are you heading that week in October?
Okay, so then what I'm doing this weekend is I'm doing what you're doing, kind of double dipping in a weekend. And I'm taking in two games in Utah. I'm going to Boise State and BYU on Friday night. And then I'm going to Logan and I'm watching Colorado State and Utah State on Saturday.
Better hope Utah State gets better.
We'll talk about it more once we get into the team previews. I think Utah State's going to be a little better than people expect.
I think they could as well. So that's your. I was going to go two games, but I shouldn't do it every week. If I'm going to go to a game that weekend, I'm going to go to Navy, Air Force at Navy. That you can't lose going to that game. Going to Annapolis. I've been to that campus. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's just part of the Commander-in-Chief game, and that's all you can say, right? You can't really beat that type of matchup.
Hard to argue.
All right, let's move along here. We don't need to make this extremely long, and we may want to save time for nonsense with the Fresno State food choice for AAA baseball at the end.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that. As always, it's always food. Next week, all conference games, all Saturday games. UNLV at Air Force, Boise at San Diego State. Is that? Let's just both go to that game. All right, can we just tag team that one? Because that's where I'm going. I'm going to Boise State at San Diego State.
Yeah, I guess I could agree with that.
We have to. Is there okay? The other game's really quick. Nevada at CSU, New Mexico at Fresno, Wyoming at Utah State, San Jose State at Hawaii.
I think if I'm sticking to my rules, though, that's where I'm going to Colorado State.
You can pick that if you like, but I'm going to the other one because they haven't played in a couple years. Neither team is matched up together in the title game. And there's all a lot of smack over who's better, which lately it's clearly the Aztecs for winning back-to-back titles.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your choice? Are you going to San Diego or are you going to Fort Collins?
No, I think if I'm sticking to my rules, I have to take this opportunity to go to Fort Collins or go back to Fort Collins in my case. It's very nice there.
Oh, it is. All right, so we'll do that. That's a couple. That could be a good game, too, with Nevada. With the when you have a mummy on staff, that's always something good to look out for with that offense. And Timmy Chang, Jay Norvell. It's going to be – they're going to sling it, I think.
Yeah.
All right, next week, potential for – we got slim pickings here, but we have five games. Air Force at Nevada on Friday. CSU at New Mexico. We'll see. Wyoming at Boise State. Utah State at UNLV, then Fresno at San Diego State. For a road trip, nothing – it's exciting too much for game and location. And I guess if I'm going to pick, I've already been to San Diego State because I'm not going to hang out there for a week. I haven't been to Boise, but have I chose Boise? No, I'm actually going to go Wyoming to Boise State.
That's where I'm going too.
There we go. We can do that. Maybe a repeat of the safety dance.
There are people out there who probably hope not.
One half of the fans, right? The other half, go for it.
You could bet that that's kind of the game of the week at a minimum in that weekend.
You'd have to, even though I've kind of alluded Wyoming may take a step back, but with, again, if you want to see Josh Allen, this is going to be my second time to see him for what I have set up because I'm doing the Iowa trip. And against some deep Boise defense, it's always good. And if you look at what they did last year, that game was pretty exciting the way it came down to the last minute. And we'll see, because also think of it, Andrew Wingard and a Logan Wilson Wyoming defense going up against Brett Rippon slinging the ball and Cedric Wilson out there. There's some pretty good matchups as well.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right, so we'll see you in Boise that week. Next week, all Saturday Fair, almost all conference games. I could say local, but we'll see. Air Force at CSU, Boise at Utah State, New Mexico at Wyoming, Rebels at Fresno, Aztecs at Hawaii, and then San Jose State at BYU. Your turn to go first, Matt.
Okay, so this is where I'm taking my Hawaii trip. Because, I think if right now at least, if there's any one team in the West that's going to challenge San Diego State, it's going to be the Warriors. And while their game wasn't particularly close a year ago, we already know that Hawaii is a tough place to play. And even if, if you take Bill Connolly's word for it, he gives them about a 1 in 4 chance to win that game. That's still going to be an interesting game to watch because we know that the Aztecs are probably going to be pretty good, but that trip to Honolulu really kind of takes its toll on just about everybody. So it's going to be interesting to see whether they can maintain their kind of recent trend of excellence on that kind of road trip.
Very true. And one thing note, just for we'll get to this later, but Hawaii's off the week prior.
Yeah,
So
that
there's
too.
that to look at as well. Aztecs are at home. And again, you're for this is the farthest west team. It's still a what, 4 or 5 hour flight almost. And so it's tough. I would say, man, been to Wyoming. I guess I would go Air Force. I've already seen CSU too many times. I can't really go back there again, can I?
You make the rules.
I basically make any rules I want. I would, man. If I make the rules, because I do want to spread it around. I don't want to go back to the same place more than once or twice maximum. That's technically three because Denver for me in that CSU CU game. I could stay home and go see San Jose State BYU, but I don't think that's gonna be too much of a contest. I will do this. I will actually go. I'll stick in state and go see Boise State at Utah State. Just because it's not too far. I can drive to get up there if I really want to. I guess this is my savings week, I guess, to save some money and not travel so far.
All
If
right.
we're going by some sort of rules. But if David Yost's offense is for real, that could be something interesting to see against his Boise team. And Utah State, going to Logan is a tough place to play as well. And I'll just go there because I want to spread it out and see as many teams as possible. And I haven't seen Utah State this year. And there's not too many times I'd really think on the schedule, yeah, I'm going to go see Utah State because they're playing Team X. And yeah, I'm going with the Broncos at Aggies. So next week, we're in November. Army at Air Force. Ooh, that's always a good one. Nevada at Boise State. CSU at Wyoming, the battle for the bronze boot. Utah State at New Mexico, BYU at Fresno State, Hawaii at UNLV, or San Diego State at San Jose State.
What are you thinking?
Man, this is kind of where I stopped doing my prep, so that's why I'm taking a minute here. I would say so I'd go Hawaii UNLV. Haven't been to Vegas yet, and that game has sort of been a rivalry over the past decade because they always seem to play when Hawaii was in the WAC. And it should be a fun game because I'm assuming both teams could put up a decent amount of points. And I've already seen Hawaii once, but going to UNLV, if I want to like kind of like your thing, go to every school as possible, every city for a conference. But I would go there. It's a intriguing matchup. Both teams that it is possibly. I don't see UNLV making a bowl game, but this could kind of determine if the Warriors are gonna, like you mentioned before, contend for that West title, or at least the number two spot where I think they'll probably end up.
All right, so you're going to Vegas. I think I'm looking at
Stay
what I
home.
wrote down, and I think I accidentally wrote two different. I wrote one game down for the next week, but I'm going to stick to my original plan, which was going to Army at Air Force,
That's a
going
fun
to
one.
the other Commander in Chief's game.
That's nothing wrong with that because going to Air Force is cool. Again, I've been to that campus as well. It's amazing. It's kind of hidden in the side of the mountain. And it's playing Army. It's Commander in Chief could be on the line if Air Force would beat Navy. Have you Nope, we'll move on. I was gonna think of making a quick switch, but we're good. Next week. Oh, we're getting close to being done. BYU at UNLV is a Friday night game. Maybe, oh man, should I stay in Vegas? Because UNLV fans hate BYU with a passion.
Really?
More particularly in basketball, but they do not like each other.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a BYU fans just dismiss them, but UNLV fans, ask Chris. Chris hates BYU. Our good buddy Chris Andres, right? Not a
Yeah,
fan of the
okay.
Cougars.
I'll ask him next time I talk to him.
All right, next game's on Saturday. Wyoming at Air Force, Boise at. Ooh, dang it, I've already blew my CSU trips. That's what I get when I look through week nine and stop and get too busy. Yeah, Boise at CSU, New Mexico at Texas A&M, Fresno at Hawaii, or San Jose State, Nevada in Reno. What is your preferred destination that week?
So this might not seem like it would be the best game, but I'm really fascinated by San Jose State at Nevada.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, first of all, you get the angle of, two first-time head coaches who are taking over, rebuilding clubs, if not reloading clubs. And, they may not be ready for prime time, ready to compete for a division title this year. But I think it's going to be a fun game to watch because, neither defense is likely to be all that great. Both offenses I have okay feelings about at minimum. And I feel like, it's one of those games that's going to fly under the radar and all of a sudden it's going to be like kind of like it was last year, or if I remember correctly, it was 42 to 34 and nobody really noticed it until after it had happened.
It's a possibility. I would trust Nevada's offense more than San Jose State. But again, at this point in the season, we should know what we're getting. I guess I would do this game. I guess I'll go out of conference, New Mexico at Texas A&M.
Okay.
I've been to Kyle Field once for a game. Years ago, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, a crappy rainy game. So when they shoot the freaking cannon, you can't see for 20 minutes. That was awesome.
Okay.
But that stadium, seriously, the 100,000 people, you start swinging to the school song, it feels like your stadium's going to collapse because how much it rocks. And Lobos are a pesky team. They might do something against the Aggies. So I would, plus I'm close to some family. My brother would probably come to the game with me. It's a 90-minute drive from Houston. So I'm picking that one because it's Kyle Field's a fun place to be. And Football Bob also used to coach at Texas A&M. So there's that as well.
That makes sense.
All right, now we got 2 weeks left. Friday, UNLV at New Mexico, November 17th. And then we have Air Force at Boise State. I've been to Boise once. Interesting. San Jose State at Colorado State. Hawaii at Utah State. Fresno at Wyoming. Nevada at San Diego State. I'm gonna save next week for two games and one weekend because I've only done that once. I'll say two times is acceptable. If I for this week, this is a tough week. Air Force at Boise is always a good game because look what happened last year. I've been to San Diego State before. I'm going to Utah State. I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud here, folks. Kind of just debate what to do. Do you have one in mind right away you're going to choose or?
I think I would probably honestly, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the UNLV at New Mexico game could be really fun.
There's potential for that one, yeah. And you've been to New Mexico once already here, just so
Yes.
you know.
I think
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that one.
Okay, that's always a good one. That's a Friday night game. I would say because I want to try to hit every school possible, and I think I might have that on my list here. But a pl few places I haven't been have I have not been to Wyoming. I think it's the only place I haven't been yet, or at New Mexico. So if I want to do that trip, ooh, but green chili is always good to have in New Mexico. That's always a good reason to go to Albuquerque.
So I've heard.
That's what people tell me. I would like love to try it. So if we kind of go by that route, my choices should be going to New Mexico, but I also haven't been to Laramie yet. And Fresno at Wyoming, but it's also freaking almost Thanksgiving. Do I want to go to Laramie in November?
No, you don't.
That's a rather pick. Actually, I'm gonna do. I want to see Fresno at Wyoming because I want to head out there. It's the game itself is not really a sexy game, but what could be on the line for, as I said before, and I will say again, Wyoming might struggle to make a bowl game with who they lost, and Fresno, Wyoming. Josh Allen used to at least root his family in town rooted for Fresno growing up, which, whatever, we'll see what happens. that's just kind of a side note for the hype he's getting and where he was from out of high school and JUCO ranks. But I'll go to that game. Nevada at San Diego State could be interesting, but no. And I don't want to go to UNLV New Mexico. Just, I don't, whatever.
Okay.
Final weekend of the season. I'm doing double duty this weekend. New Mexico at San Diego State.
Okay.
As running attack could be very interesting, so I'm picking that one right away. It'll be my second trip to Southern California. Rest of the games, you have Utah State at Air Force, Boise at Fresno, Wyoming at San Jose State, BYU at Hawaii, UNLV at Nevada. So I have one game in the books. Where are you going?
I'm going home.
You're going to stay home, Boise, Fresno? That's fair. After a long season, just kick back.
I'm going to go to the Milk Can game. I'm going to watch Boise State probably keep it. But, but at least it's like a 5-minute drive back to my apartment from there.
Sure. So, with our somewhat rules in place, would it be okay if I go to a second Hawaii game?
Yes.
I would then, because I know for a fact that New Mexico Aztec game is going to be an afternoon game. I think it's that CBS Sports Network game that they've had the past couple years on Black Friday. I would, as soon as that game's done, I'm already in San Diego, already on the West Coast, right on the coast, and watch BYU at Hawaii, and cross my fingers, Hawaii can beat BYU. Because BYU fans are already complaining this game is on CBS Sports Network.
Oh.
So. I did tell them it could be worse because Time Warner Oceanic could have been a possibility.
Yeah, that's also true.
And so I'm going double duty that weekend. And
okay.
Why not? Thanksgiving in Hawaii. Well, I'm already past Thanksgiving, but do you have any other weekend? Because I have two weekends with double games. Do you have any other weekend you want to circle back and say I'm going to go do two games?
No, I kind of like my schedule. I'm thinking there's like, what, 5,000-6,000 miles of crisscrossing the West on there?
Yeah, there's a lot. So we kind of mentioned our games. Part of the reasons we chose these were, at least for me, location. Never been to those places, and a good game. Out of all the games I picked, probably the only games that are probably not going to be amazing, at least on the surface now. I'll toss in CSU Alabama because I'm not expecting a victory there. But New Mexico at Texas A&M, probably lopsided. Fresno at Wyoming, potential to be lopsided.
Yeah.
So let's, and out of your games, most of them should be, I think we chose games that should be pretty competitive, right?
Well, fingers crossed, right? It can be kind of a bummer to like show up week after week and just be like a bad luck charm.
No kidding. Like, quit traveling to our games. You're out of here.
They'll just be like chasing us out of every town with pitchforks.
Oh, jeez. Or welcoming us back with pitchforks in some cases. Get out of our town. So hopefully you enjoyed this. We're just screwing around, looking at fun games to go to, fun places to go see. Towns like going to Alabama, pretty cool, especially the non-conference stuff. Those type of games. Going to Tempe for me, you going to Seattle and Pullman. You and me both heading out to Denver. You chose that game, right? I wrote these down. You chose Colorado CSU, correct?
Yeah, and I can send you my list after we're done.
Okay, I went through my Google Doc here. Is going because I may add this to the sheet or something, or just to have for who knows. So here's where we're at in the show now. We're wrapping the show up here. Not as long as I thought. We're going to be under an hour here, which is always impressive for us, even in the off season. We are. You said at the beginning of the show we are 100 days away from the first week of the season.
It feels good.
And for the podcast, it's going to fly by for a couple reasons. I'm still on my quest to do a quick 15-minute show of – I was supposed to talk to the guys from South Florida today, but schedule fell through on my end. We talked to guys from Alabama. We're going to talk to guys from Utah, BYU. I have the guys from University of Texas, Texas A&M to schedule. So we're going to have all those throughout season, probably just me because timing to record 15 minutes isn't always worth it for you and me to get together just because you're busy, I'm busy, and the other person's busy, so – look for those. But the big reveal, I guess, it's time to start weekly previews.
Yes.
You're very excited.
Well, yeah, we've been killing time until it's been time.
We've had a full show of 90s one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full hour show that could have been 3 hours streaming the future of college football in the Mountain West.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have an all-food show? I want to say we did.
I don't think we've gotten around to that.
We've talked a lot of food this off season.
Yes, we have.
We'll have one more food topic here in a minute, but I think next week we should start doing our season previews.
We can at least start thinking about it, yeah.
We can either, we're pretty close because we're in the middle of May, with the season starting a week earlier. We have there's we have what four, we're probably going to record these every Wednesday, so they'll be up Thursday. So we have what 5 Thursdays in June. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 Thursdays in July, which makes sense. That's 9, 10, 11, 12, 3. So if we do once a week starting in June, we'll be done middle a week before. So we're going to need to start probably with it next week or the week after.
You know what we should do?
What, start next week?
No, I was thinking we should, because normally we do it in either like alphabetical order or like worst to first. But I'm thinking since we're trying to like promote our new Twitter hashtag for the podcast,
Yeah,
which if you
MW
know,
Pod.
hashtag MW Pod, we
MW
should let the
Pod.
people decide, the listeners decide. Which team
That's a
do you
good
want to
idea.
hear about first? Just let us know, tag us in posts on Twitter. We can always put up a post on Facebook as well. But be sure you use the hashtag, and even if it's just we get 2 votes for UNLV, we're going to start with UNLV if they have the most
Yeah,
votes.
exactly. We'll start whomever you have. We will probably rely heavily on Bill Connolly's preview because
Yes.
he goes deep and his good statistical numbers, career starts. I remember last year or past couple years, did we do a big preview before or did we wait until the season 2 weeks before the season? I think.
We had kind of a big overall wrap-up preview about a week before.
Okay, if we're doing that, we're probably gonna start next week on team number one.
Okay.
So get your votes in, MW Pod. I'll pin something on Twitter, or not Twitter, well, maybe Twitter as well, but also Facebook, so you guys can just add in your team name or whoever you want to talk about first. We'll do that and let you guys be in charge of the show for a little bit. And as we wrap up, we have one food item to go to. What is Fresno doing with pickles? The
Okay.
Fresno Grizzlies. What's going on?
So, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, the Fresno Grizzlies are, my AAA team here in town. They kill it on the food circuit. Like, they
Team
were the
Taco.
ones who originated the Fresno tacos, of course, hashtag Team Tacos. But today, this morning actually, they're hosting a series with the Nashville Sounds, and they unveiled their latest creation that's available. It was available only for today, to this afternoon's game, and for tomorrow, Thursday evening's game. They're calling it the Chickle. And essentially, what it is it's a pickle that's, cut to be kind of like a hot dog bun and stuffed with Nashville hot chicken. So it's like
So
a
that's what
chicken
that is. So
sandwich.
that so that so that's what that is on top of the picture. Makes it look like it's like potato chips.
No, it's Nashville hot chicken, which is why they're doing it exclusively for in the next couple days.
It makes sense. It just the picture doesn't do it justice, I guess.
It's been very divisive.
In what way?
In is this a good idea kind of way. Like I saw one response to the Grizzlies earlier. It was the meme from Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum's Dr. Malcolm is saying, our scientists were so busy wondering whether they could that they didn't stop to think about whether they should. Now
So
me
let me ask,
personally, I'm like
what's your stance on this? What do you have?
I am 100% okay with this. I'm working on things right now so that I'll have the time tomorrow night to go and eat one of these things.
Maybe do a Facebook Live video of trying it out.
Maybe I can.
I was going to ask you, are you going to try this out? Because I think if you're going to like this, it depends if you like pickles or not. Because if you don't like pickles, there's no way you're going to like this at all.
I do like pickles, personally.
I like, well, I sort of, I used to like pickles, depends. Did you go to the movie theater and get one of those giant pickles? Because that's what this looks like, a big dill pickle.
I did not even know the movie theaters had dill pickles.
I've noticed that as one of the snacks is like those giant pickles you can get.
That must be a new thing, or it must be a Utah thing. I don't know.
No, I've seen it in Texas as well, growing up in Houston. It always had giant pickle you can get.
Interesting.
So here's the reason why I'm more into pickles. I've been on dieting a little bit, lost like 50 pounds. So I'm working on a few things here. Pickles are one of
Okay.
the few snacks I can have. So I'm like, okay, I'm trying out different pickles. Like getting the classic of those are always great. I'm like, I want something else. These aren't everywhere, but they're like oh, they're called oh snap, and they're like pickle slices because that juice is just annoys me. So it's in a little bag and it's like slices, and there's hot, like hot pickles, but they're slices. So good, I love them. I dill pickles, the giant ones, I can only eat part of it. So that's where I'm debating. I'm like, well, how much of this would I eat? Because Nashville hot chicken, I've never had it yet. I could, this might sound sacrilegious, go to KFC and get the hot Nashville hot chicken there.
I've never
I
actually had.
because I mean, neither of it looks good. I think the reason the pickle is in there is because this seems more like a Nashville thing because the hot chicken has like pickles, kind of like just sliced up pickles, similar to a Chick-fil-A sandwich, just kind of interspersed in the basket of chicken, like tenders or chicken, whatever you decide to get. So this seems more of a completely Nashville thing than a Fresno, because is Fresno known for pickles?
They're not. No. We're known for
And so I'm
many things,
wondering,
not pickles.
is this because it looks like a taco kinda? Is that where it comes into play?
I think it's just because Nashville's in town, to be honest.
So I would definitely give this a try because I like pickles. I like them all enough. And this looks like a fried pickle, which would give a little more of a crunch and not be as juicy.
I don't think it's actually a fried pickle. I think it's just a regular pickle cut open to be like a bun.
So that looks like grease on this photo or grill marks. Maybe it's just grease. It's
It's,
so unhealthy for you.
that's just the chicken.
No, I mean on the side, I see it kind of dipping down. But what would you rather have? Would you want a warm pickle or a cold pickle, or just lukewarm pickle? Because that might make a difference for me.
Doesn't matter to me.
You're a pickle fan, I take it then.
Yeah.
Okay, I would give this a try. I don't know if I'd order this anytime, like if it's on the menu at this restaurant. But I would definitely. I like different types of food, and you can't go wrong with fried chicken or chi this looks like I guess Nashville chicken is technically fried tenders, kinda. Is that do you know if that's correct?
I honestly have no idea. If anybody out there knows, of course, feel free to enlighten us.
I've seen the KFC thing, so I'm assuming it's like fried chicken. But if you're in Fresno, give this a try because I don't know if it's good or not. Maybe I can make this myself at home. Doesn't seem too difficult, does it?
I would assume not, no.
All right, so you must give us a report back on this
Okay.
next podcast.
By the way, because we are the food podcast of Mountain West fans everywhere as well.
Yeah.
Also, June 16th, for those of you in Albuquerque or thereabouts, the Fresno Tacos are going on the road for the very first time to face the Albuquerque Green Chili Cheeseburgers. So mark that on your calendars.
Is the Albuquerque, whatever their team name officially is, are they a AAA affiliate? I'm guessing.
Yes, they are.
Wasn't there some big deal about this? Because I saw Jeff Grammer from the Albuquerque Journal talking about something a couple weeks ago about something with the baseball team there.
They're just kind of jumping on this, alternative team as food brand that Fresno, no, not trying to pat myself on the back too much. We started it. So they're just trying to make a buck. But you know what? I will admit that those jerseys do look really nice. So if
They
you're
do.
in New Mexico, definitely go check it out.
And we're not going to talk about avocado toast, okay?
No, let's not talk about that.
Have you ever had that before, though?
No.
I've had avocados, but never put it together, so.
I've had avocados and I've had toast, but
Of
it has
course.
never occurred to me that both of those things together would be a good idea.
I may give it a try because I'm a big avocado fan. Again, probably got to have that right type of bread. So that's all I got for tonight. Thank you for listening. Give us a review. I never checked if we got, me and Eli discussed if we should get our iTunes reviews to 15. We'll check that later because we have 13. Give us a 5-star review. Tell a friend because, like I said last time, you want guacamole money. Maybe avocado. Do we need to say we need avocado toast money
I don't know
so
about
we
you,
can
but
save for it?
my burritos already come with avocados.
I'm just saying, if you want to buy a house, apparently we're not supposed to buy avocado
Yeah, so okay, this is no longer burrito money. This is house money.
Yeah, so you give us money so we can don't just splurge on avocado
Yeah.
toast. But yes, tell your friends, like the show, like us on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. You can follow the show there, get the RSS feed if you use the RSS feed, which I do. I like how Bomani Jones always says, "Hey, if you're an RSS fan, here's my RSS feed for my latest podcast for my radio show." But again, we're on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in, give us a 5-star review, and tell us we suck, right? Is that fair?
But give us a 5-star review, mostly.
Mostly 5-star review. Tell your friends. And that's what we have tonight. So MWCConnection.com. We are officially, as we're recording this, 100 days to the start of the season. And as always, we are definitely biased against your team.